The Gift of Sacrificial Love by Rachel Adams, read by Ellie Johnson. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15, 12 through 13. In the writing industry, the chance to pitch an idea to an agent or publisher is difficult to come by. So I was thrilled when I was able to attend a writer's conference where I was given the rare opportunity to meet with my choice of either an agent or a publisher. After some thought, I chose to meet with the agent. During my appointment, the agent mentioned another writer who had an idea that was similar to mine, and she suggested I reach out to the writer to brainstorm and glean wisdom from her. Later that night, during a time of fellowship in the conference center lobby, guess who walked up with a hand extended to introduce herself? Yep, the same writer the agent recommended I meet. As we discussed the heart behind our book proposals, we immediately hit it off, and I marveled at God's goodness shown through this divine appointment. And just when I didn't think the day could be any better, she shocked me with an unbelievably generous offer. I have a publisher appointment tomorrow, and I feel like God is telling me to give it to you, she said. I reluctantly yet respectfully declined. I could never take your appointment. It's yours. Then, with even more conviction, she responded, it's meant to be yours, and if I don't give it to you, I would be in disobedience to the Lord. Well, who can argue with that, right? So before we parted ways for the evening, I thanked her, and I told her I'd pray about it. The next morning, I woke up to a text with the picture of the meeting schedule, with her name marked out and my name written in her place. I couldn't believe my eyes. Once again, I marveled at God's goodness. How could someone love another person, especially a stranger, so sacrificially? Tears of gratitude fell from my eyes as I thought about how she probably prayed for that meeting just like I had prayed for mine. I thank God for the opportunity before me and for the woman he sent to bless me. I soon realized my tears were also falling because I was convicted. Truth be told, had the roles been reversed, I'm not so sure I would have given her my appointment. As I recognized the selfishness in my heart and my unwillingness to give up something I wanted so much, I hung my head. I knew that if I had been asked to sacrifice in this way, I wouldn't have been obedient. But then I felt a positive shift in my heart. My writer friend's incredible act of generosity sparked a desire in me to sacrificially love others as she had loved me. Jesus taught the value of this kind of sacrificial love when he said, "My command is this. Love each other as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." John 15, 12 through 13. While Jesus doesn't intend for us to die for our friends in a literal sense, he does intend for us to lay aside our own selfish desires and put the needs of others first. This may mean sacrificing your sleep, resources, taste buds, comfort, wish list, hobbies, timeline, likes, dislikes, recognition, rewards, or other things you might find hard to give up. The key is learning to value others' interests more than our own. This is what my new writer friend modeled for me. Such love reminds me of our Savior, who not only taught the concept, but demonstrated it. In the ultimate act of sacrificial love, Jesus gave his life for us. On the cross, he took our place and marked out our transgressions so our names could be forever written in his book. And because he loved us sacrificially, we now are to love others sacrificially. While this feels impossible to do on our own, it is possible because we have his Holy Spirit living in us. With his empowerment, we can act in ways contrary to our fleshly nature. I pray we follow his lead and surrender our will as he and my writer friend so beautifully displayed. May we be obedient to his command to love and open our hearts to the possibility that every interaction is a divine appointment from him. With this in mind, how can you sacrificially love someone in your own life today? As you show this kind of love, expect to marvel at God's goodness time and time again.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.